USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Justice for J6 Riley co-host Kara Castronova bashed Nancy Pelosi for helping to create an atmosphere of fear around the rally Saturday in Washington, D.C.
And they were afraid because of Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi put a statement out there, which is completely abhorrent, saying, do not come to Washington, D.C. and support these killers. I've never heard a Speaker of the House use her platform to discourage American citizens from attending a peaceful protest to stand up for their fellow American citizens who are being detained without bail in solitary confinement, which is unconstitutional.
A Texas doctor claimed Saturday that he has deliberately violated the state's new abortion law in order to help test whether it's legal. Alan Braid, an obstetrician-gynecologist in San Antonio, explained his actions in an essay published in the Washington Post. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently? Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Senator Roger Marshall, Republican of Kansas, tells Cavuto Live that the Democrats' $3.5 trillion spending bill will kill the U.S. economy.
In Olathe, Kansas, and these people are fired up to kill this bill. They realize it for what it is. It's really $5.5 trillion plus another one or two on top of it. Charles, this is going to be $7 trillion before it's all over with. It's reckless spending. It's going to lead to reckless taxing, reckless inflation.
The United States Department of the Treasury on September 17th sanctioned several Chinese entities and individuals based in China for financing Iran-related terrorist activities. The Office of Foreign Assets Control of the Treasury Department posted on its website Friday that it is imposing sanctions on members of the networks that finance terrorist organization Hezbollah in Lebanon and Kuwait. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
France recalls its ambassadors over a submarine deal. Wendy King has the story.
French President Emmanuel Macron has recalled his ambassador to the United States Friday in response to the U.S. and Britain's deal to share submarine technology with Australia. France's Minister for Europe and Foreign Affairs confirmed they had called back Ambassador Philippe Etienne. Macron also recalled the French ambassador from Australia. The United States, Britain, and Australia announced a trilateral security partnership, stating its first major initiative will be to deliver a nuclear power submarine fleet for Australia. The fleet will not include nuclear weapons. The agreement killed a multi-billion dollar deal Australia had with France. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison denied French accusations that Paris wasn't warned about the possibility of a new deal. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
President Joe Biden's administration on Friday pledged support for abortion providers and patients in Texas after losing an initial step in a legal case against the state's new anti-abortion law. Biden's Health Secretary Xavier Becerra said that his department was providing funding to Everybody Texas, a nonprofit that says it supports abortions by administering Title X funding. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.